everybody to thank Dwight because he felt like we needed a clock back there. So, you know, thank you, Mr. Dwight. For some reason, we need a clock back there. So I disagree, but I'm kidding. There you go. So, you know what? Hey, Dwight's got your back, okay? You know what? Dwight's got your back, all right? So I'm just... Amen. Well, let's turn to... I just want to share a few scriptures because this is, you know, we're honoring Mr. Gary tonight. But I do want to read a few scriptures tonight. Ephesians, I want to just kind of prove prayer tonight. We're not going to get in... I'm not going to, spend that much time tonight, but turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, and, you know, we think sometimes the Lord, and I just want to share a couple things. Again, I'm not going to share that much tonight because, again, you know, sometimes we can do a little detour and do some different things, but Ephesians chapter 6, and I was just reading the last couple of days, just some things in the news. And I'm seeing things that are happening that I, for myself, I've been praying out 15 years plus years ago. And there's a couple scriptures here, but it says, chapter 6, verse 18. And it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And you know, and it says all saints, but you know, we can, there's an intercession that goes on, and we see in Timothy about an intercession. I'm going to look there. In 1 Timothy chapter 2. But, you know, we were talking about the word works in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, and it says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for what? All men. And we've been talking about prayer a little bit the last few weeks, but supplication, prayers, and intercession. Intercession is we are praying for people that are not praying for themselves. Or we are praying things out for situations that, who was an intercessor? Well, Abraham was an intercessor. And you remember there in Genesis, we don't have time to turn there, but in Genesis, when the Lord came and spoke to when the two angels came and said, oh, by the way, we're going to go to Sodom and Gomorrah, we're going to destroy it. And really what he was saying is, I want you to intercede for them. Now, I'm just going to say this. Sodom and Gomorrah, there was no faith there at all. Those people were not going to go pray or repent on their own, right? The same with the people of Nineveh when Jonah went to Nineveh. They needed the word. You know, you ever notice too, we're not, repentance doesn't come until the word comes first. You have to know you're wrong in order to change your ways, right? To me, you know, it's amazing how we'll work at math problems at home. I'm the math guy at home, and we'll work at math problems and everything. And you know, when you're doing the math problems, you don't know whether they're right or wrong until somebody like me or a teacher or somebody else or you working with your kids says, that's wrong, right? Wrong, right? That doesn't sound... Understand? Maybe I should say that. But you don't know until you're wrong until someone helps you and illuminates it, right? 2 times 2 is not 9. You have to come and have somebody tell you that it's 5. Right? No, it's 4. A couple of people are like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right, yeah. That's right. Hey, I went to public school, so you know, I know it's 4. So anyway, the joke. Yeah, I went to public school, so I'm anyway, and I'm sure several of us went to public school as well. But the point is that God stopped by and spoke to Abraham about, it was Abraham later, about Sodom and Gomorrah. Why was he wanting to intercede? And so I think this week's a very good testimony of we're praying for social things or God to intercede on things and answers prayer. Because this whole year, it seems like God has been a wrecking ball with our nation, right? With abortion and then the rulings this week, everything that's been happening with SCOTUS. Prayer works, I'm telling you right now. I mean, there are times where I prayed years ago, and I'm thinking, Lord, is anything ever going to change in this nation? Are we going to ever see anything? But I always stood on that scripture, Lord, if Abraham, one person, you would go and heed to their word, to his word, to save. He was willing to save people. I believe if Abraham would have went down to one, God would have said yes. Because what's the difference between 10 and 50? Right? I mean, Jesus would come to redeem just, I believe he would have just came to redeem me or just you. And so when we're talking about, I don't have, you know, again, we don't have time. I just thought it was very interesting just kind of reflect this week on what is happening out in our legislation. What's happening in the judicial system is definitely an answer of prayer. We're seeing people that are praying for things. And then, and it's just interesting how you'll see things. We were talking about this, how the enemy or the world system wants you to think that this is normal. And the interesting thing was I was reading some of these articles about or seeing some of the responses, and you real the people that were attacking SCOTUS, which is, you know, Supreme Court, you know. And the interesting thing was a lot of the people were in favor of the ruling and very few people were against it. So that tells me too, when you're every article that I saw, it was overwhelming support of the ratio between people that were giving it thumbs up to people who were giving it a thumbs down. So the point is that, you know what, righteousness will prevail. We just need to pray things out, because anytime, you know, God's word is, for example, you know, we'll just close with this, but the word says, if my people will come, right, repent, they'll humble themselves and pray, seek my face, I will come and heal their land. We need our land healed, and it's going to come through obviously doing some things. And the other thing is just prayer time. I've said this before. The Lord spoke to me probably 15 to 17 years ago that he was going to overturn Roe versus Wade, and I was thinking all these legal scholars were saying, well, it's going to be a big mountain, and it's going to take years to chip away at this, and it happened like that. I mean, it was the most supernatural thing I've ever seen in my life, right? Now they're duking it out in the state level, but it sets a precedence. And what does it say? It's saying that we want righteousness. We want godliness. And any time that we do that, it releases a curse off of us. We see in Deuteronomy chapter 28, we're going to go there tonight. I don't have time. That's okay. We'll talk more about it next week. But, you know, your prayer time and righteousness are often hand in hand. And we can't delineate between the two. There is a walking righteous after God, right? Because we see in the word, it says that the righteous, he hears the prayers of the righteous. Mm-hmm. And so those are the people who are in connection with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord. And but anyway, I just thought that it was interesting this week to correlate what's happening. Over this last year, it's been an absolute wrecking ball for the world system. The demonic forces of hell, they have been getting their tail kicked left and right this whole year. And I think it's just fabulous. And we're going to continue to pray more and more and more and more that God's will continue to be done. And again, that's why we pray for 1 Timothy chapter 2, that we go after verse 2. And it says that we're praying for kings. Let's just read it really quick before we leave here. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And here's the thing too. I love people and I love these people, but I'm for righteousness. We need to stand for something. And I'm glad to continue to pray for our our judicial system, and that's why we see here in verse 2, 1 Timothy 2:2, for kings that were to pray for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all what? Godliness and honesty. Godliness. And we continue to pray for our judicial system, the Supreme Court, that they will have the fortitude to do the right decision in the midst. Can you imagine the amount of pressure those men and women are experiencing right now? We need people who are going to do the right thing. And God will give them grace tonight. And that's what I pray as we close up tonight. I want to pray for those in leadership in our nation. I want to pray this. The Apostle Paul told Timothy to pray for these people because we want to see this continue. Amen? We want to see things overturned. It's like we kind of had this extreme, probably what? I don't know, what's it been? Maybe 15 years ago, something like that. 10 to 15 years ago, we just saw all this radical change in our nation, just boom all of a sudden. But the only one that's going to be able to turn things around is God, right? Because you can tell somebody that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, but the Holy Spirit convicts of sin, right? I can't do it. I'm a messenger. You're a messenger. We're all messengers. But the Holy Spirit's going to convict people of sin. He's the one that can turn things around. I mean, it's only God that this stuff's been happening this year. And it's because of people like all of you and all of us and other churches and other people praying out things that God can move on our behalf, right? Because what is the main thing? Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said that we are going to pray down your will on earth, what? As it is in heaven. We need to pray down God's manifest glory here on the earth. Why? Because it benefits everyone. And sin is something that most people think that it's just, oh, that's all fuddy-duddy stuff. No, what sin does, it's a calling card for the demonic realm. You are giving them a blank check to invade your life. Righteousness puts the guard up when we walk with God against the enemy. So again, you know, when we live righteousness, it just talks about there in Isaiah and other places that he's going to come and heal our land, right? Because, you know, when it actually impacts everybody. It does. You know, it's poverty impacts everybody, right? Sin will impact everybody. You know, it spreads. And then what happens is people who are in sin, then that opens them up to their children and their children's children. And it's called cycles. Other people, call it a generational curse, whatever. But the point is that we can close that. Yeah. You know, the devil can't have access to our lives, to our families' lives, and create cycles. But we can break cycles so it doesn't impact other people. Like the word says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord up to 1,000 generations. Amen. So that's like until we're all gone. I mean, yeah. Jesus is going to come back. I could be wrong, but I think he's probably going to come back in 1,000 generations, don't you? I mean, you know. I mean, I'm not a betting man, but I'm just kind of, you know, but I am a statistics guy, and I'm like, okay, probably right. Amen. Father, I'm going to just want to pray over our nation as we close here, and then we'll pray over the pies. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sure they're fat-free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Manna from Perkins. All right. Glory. In Jesus, we thank you, Father. Tonight, we pray over our nation. Tonight, Lord, we pray over our Lord Jesus, those in the rightful executive branches, our Congress, our Senate. We also pray for our Supreme Court tonight. Father, we stand on 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, Lord, tonight, that we pray for all those in authority that we may live quiet and peaceable lives tonight. Father, we thank you tonight that our Supreme Court is going to continue to do the right thing in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for protection. I pray for anointing over them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We declare tonight that righteousness will prevail in America. And we come against you. We serve notice on you, Satan. We serve notice on you, demonic forces. We just proclaim tonight, you are going to get your hands off of our Supreme Court. You're going to get your hands off of the executive leadership, also off of the Congress. Tonight, Lord, we declare that there is righteousness and demonic forces are being kicked out in the name of Jesus. Lord, tonight we repent for our nation. Tonight, Lord, I repent of the sins of this nation, God. God, tonight I repent, ask you to forgive our nation of homosexuality, of perversions, Lord God. I ask you to forgive us of ungodliness and witchcraft, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you to forgive us and our nation of having other gods before you. Lord, I ask you to forgive us, Lord, of all of our sins, of drunkenness, Lord God. And I ask you to just forgive our sins of pride in this nation in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just ask you tonight that you would forgive us of our sins of this nation. I go behalf of our nation. We do corporately tonight, God, that you would come and heal our land. When we come before you, we seek your face, Lord God. We repent of our sins, Lord Jesus, that you would come and heal our youth, heal our land, Lord God. Redeem us, Lord. God, we ask you to come back into our school systems in the name of Jesus. Lord God, into the workplace in the name of Jesus, into colleges in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord God, just like in the days of the original, our institutions, Lord God, that they were set up as seminaries to be able to propagate the gospel. We thank you we're returning to that in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against evolution and every demonic falsehood, Lord God, that is completely unprovable, Lord. We thank you tonight that we are going to see things through a biblical, our nation will begin to have a biblical perspective in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the deceptive lies that are unprovable through the science that has been a political manipulative tool, Lord God, we thank you that it will righteousness will prevail. We thank you that science will show the truth of not only creation, Lord God, but these lies that have been brought before us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the light be illuminated. And God, tonight I pray in the name of Jesus also that the lies and the evil in our nation from our leaders would be exposed in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and that godly men and women, righteous, would begin to take over leadership positions in our state, our local government, and our national government, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, right now that we are being set free from this demonic New World Order, Lord God, this fiat currency that we've been under for 100 years, Lord God, through the Federal Reserve. It is broken in the name of Jesus. This demonic force in the name of Jesus, that we are free in the name of Jesus, and we are delivered from this bondage that we've been under, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we are set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I also pray that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous in these end times, that the gospel will be propagated in the name of Jesus through the wealth transfer that has been robbed from the people of this earth into the corrupt. Our funds will be released back into this nation, Lord God, and around the world. And we thank you in your name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, we also pray for the pies. Amen. Hallelujah. They're blessed of the Lord and they're fat-free. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.